From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, President Obama said Justice Department officials who authorized harsh interrogation techniques are not immune from prosecution. That is different from the message his chief of staff gave over the weekend. NPR's Ari Shapiro has the story.
On Sunday, White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel told ABC's George Stephanopoulos that President Obama does not want to prosecute Justice Department lawyers who gave the green light to what President Obama has described as torture.
They shouldn't be
prosecuted. But what about those who devised the policy?
But those who devised the policy, he believes that they were should not be prosecuted either.
Today, President Obama said something different.
With respect to those who formulated those legal decisions, I would say that that is going to be more of a decision for the Attorney General within the parameters of various laws, and I don't want to prejudge that.
Mr. Obama also said he could support a bipartisan inquiry into Bush-era detention policies. Later in the day, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs underscored the shift.
The president stated accurately that any determination as to whether a law was broken would rightly be made not by the president, but by the chief law enforcement officer of the United States.
Attorney General Eric Holder had no comment today. There is a Justice Department investigation into whether department lawyers who wrote the interrogation memos violated professional guidelines. Holder may be waiting to see that report before he makes a decision on prosecutions. Since last week, the administration has consistently said CIA officials won't be prosecuted for following Justice Department legal guidance in good faith. That leaves out at least three groups: CIA officials who conducted harsh interrogations before the Justice Department provided legal guidance, CIA officials who went beyond what the Justice Department said was legal, and the Justice Department lawyers who provided the guidance in the first place. One such justice official is now a federal appeals court judge in California with life tenure. President Bush nominated Jay Bybee to the bench when the memos he wrote were still classified. Bybee has never publicly answered questions about his role in approving harsh interrogations. And today, a coalition of liberal and human rights activists asked the House Judiciary Committee to look into impeaching Judge Bybee. A spokesman for John Conyers, the committee chairman, said Conyers is more interested in a full investigation of Bush administration wrongdoings. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.